Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I just want to take a very short moment and say thanks to all of you for all of your hard work yesterday and your sacrifice. Thank you for the food that you brought, and all the work that you did. Thank you for your prayers, and just appreciate the help of the church. You did a tremendous job. I also want to thank you for my rocking chair. That doesn't mean I'm going to slow down much, but thank you for the thought. Yeah, amen. No, we appreciate it. They look good sitting on the porch, and one of these days we'll actually sit in them. Amen. And we thank you so very much. That was thoughtful, and I'm going to look forward to sitting out there drinking coffee and watching the cows, and thank you so much. Amen. My daughter appreciated the gift that you gave her as well, and Philip. Philip talks so much, I'm afraid to turn him loose. Amen. So, but just thank you for your thinking of them at Christmas time. Cherie left a little note, said, thank you so much for thinking of me this Christmas. I'm looking forward to investing it in a shopping trip. So, it will be invested. Amen. And probably already has been. Praise the Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad to be a part of 2010? How many of you that have been around a few years thought you'd ever see 2010? My. I'm still not used to that. But anyway, here we are. Praise God. Looking forward to a great year. And I think God has some great things in store for this church this year. And I, for one, just want to be a part of it. How about you? Praise the Lord. Amen. I do want to remind you on the 13th, which is a Wednesday, we will have our annual business meeting. So just put that on your calendar so you can be a part of that. Amen. There's something about preaching the first service in a new year that makes us cautious. You know, makes us want to say the right thing, because it kind of sets a tone, sort of like a keynote for a year. So I've given a lot of thought to what I wanted to say today, and quite honestly, I kept going back to something I've already said. So could I say it again? You haven't heard it in a while. I actually preached on this thought about 3 years ago, and it just kept coming again. So I'm going to preach again. Amen. It won't be the same sermon by any means, but it'll be the same thought. My thought for the day is this. It comes from the book of Acts, the 26th chapter and the second verse. And it's actually just the first four words. Acts chapter 26, verse 2. The Apostle Paul is standing before King Agrippa. He's a prisoner. He has some people that had in their mind to kill him. Did their very best, made a vow to God. They wouldn't eat until they did. I guess they starved, I don't know. Because they didn't kill him. Either that or they broke their vow. I got a feeling they broke their vow. But nonetheless, Paul's standing before King Agrippa, standing there as a prisoner, and this is what he said. He said, I think myself happy. If there's one thing I'd like for you to do in 2010, I'd just like for you to think yourself happy. Just go ahead and think yourself happy. Amen. That's what I want to preach about this morning. Just think yourself happy. Amen. But you know you can think yourself into depression. You think yourself into discouragement. You can think yourself into despair. You can think yourself to the brink of extinction. Why don't you just go ahead and make up your mind this morning that beginning right now for the rest of my life, I'm going to go ahead and think myself happy. Amen. We might as well. I might feel one of Sister Gidry's happy dances coming on me up here this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. We're living in a world that's full of despair. People that they can't see a bright thing on the horizon. They can't think a happy thought for anything. But that should not describe the church of the living God. This ought to be a happy place. Amen. The Lord bless you. May be seated. Amen. The word rejoices in the Bible 192 times. The word joy is in the Bible 165 times. The word happy is in the Bible 28 times. But what I want to tell you today, this word doesn't only say happy. It's translated various times over, about 40 plus times. In the New Testament, it's recorded as blessed. How many of you remember the Beatitudes? Amen. The Beatitudes will change your attitudes if you let them. And that word, blessed, it doesn't just mean happy. It means ecstatically happy. Amen. It means that I'm almost beside myself happy. Amen. Blessed is the man. Happy is the man. So the word blessed or the word happy, that's what that's talking about today. Amen. Jesus referred to it in the book of Matthew in the 5th chapter and what we call the Beatitudes. If you want to turn there with me for the next few moments, let's look at some things that he told us to be happy about. Jesus said, blessed or happy are the poor in spirit. Amen. Poor in spirit. That doesn't mean just poverty stricken. Amen. But it means people that are humble of spirit. Amen. And he said, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hey, when you got your perspective right, you can be happy if you're poor. You can be happy if you're rich. You can be happy wherever you are. If you just make up your mind, I'm going to think myself happy. And then he said, blessed or happy are they that mourn. Now, how can you be happy and mourn at the same time? Because you know that you're going to be comforted. Hallelujah. They shall be comforted. Amen. I'm telling you that whenever you're in Jesus Christ, there is a comfort. There is a peace that passes understanding. There is a joy that is unspeakable. And I know whereof I speak today. At the saddest, should have been the saddest moments of my life. The times when I lost the most, I couldn't help myself. There was a song that came bubbling up, and I'd find myself singing, and I'd find myself humming, and I'd find myself whistling, and I thought I ought to be sad and depressed, but there's something irrepressible that just keeps coming up on the inside of me because I'm blessed. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about here today? Anybody ever had those kind of moments when you know you should have been sad, but you couldn't help yourself? There was something going on the inside. Amen. And then he said, blessed are the meek. Now that's one of the most misunderstood words in language. As a matter of fact, the Greeks thought that meekness and humility were weakness. Meekness, the best definition I've ever read is this: power under control. It's when you have power and authority, but you don't abuse it, but you use it to its best effort. Amen. That's what it really means. Moses, the Bible said, was a meek man. Let me tell you something. Moses had some power. When Moses called a bunch of rebels together and they said, let's just meet out on the plains and we'll let God settle this. And he said, if God's for me or God's for you, let the earth just swallow up. Open up its mouth and swallow whoever's not on God's side. I'm talking about a little power here, folks. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed Korah and his band. A meek man. Well, what would have happened if he hadn't been meek? If that's meekness, praise God. What would have happened if the man hadn't been meek? Amen. But meekness is simply understanding who you are. Amen. And who God is. You know, if you're really a Christian today, you don't want bad things to happen to people. You're not asking for God to destroy people. You're not asking God to hurt people. I mean, I heard a man one time went on a 40-day fast praying that God would kill somebody. What a waste of a good fast. What a stupid motive. And you know what? It didn't work. Amen. And so, but you see, meekness is power under control. It's when you could do something, but you won't. You could say something, but you won't. You could destroy somebody, but you won't. You're meek. You learn how to control your mouth and control your thoughts. Amen. You have the right motive in your life. And you're careful with your words and with your speech. Because meekness, he said, blessed are the meek. Happy are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Let me tell you, it's not the brash and the boastful and the proud and the arrogant that are going to inherit the earth. It's the meek. Oh, they get a lot of attention. They're mentioned in the news often. There was one supposed to be comedian mentioned in the news again because she cursed on New Year's Day. I thought, my, what a thing to report in the news. What's new about that? They cuss every day of their life. Why'd that make news? Profanity is the norm in the world. It lost its shock value generations ago. Amen. That's just people that don't know how to speak. Then they don't have a very good vocabulary, I guess. Don't know how to express themselves. Got to use profanity. Nothing great about that. Amen. Nothing great about that at all. But meekness is people that have power and authority, but they never abuse it. They always use it rightly. Amen. And then he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Happy are they. Hey, if you've got an appetite for the right things, you're blessed and you're happy. How can you be happy and hungry at the same time? Because you're hungry for the right thing and you're thirsting for the right thing. You have it, you just want more of it. Hallelujah. Amen. All righteousness and holiness in the Holy Ghost is that I've got it and I love it, but I want more of it. Amen. I enjoy what I have, but I'm not satisfied yet. Hey, I can get under the spout where the glory comes out, but I still want more. Hey, until I get so drunk on the Holy Ghost, I can't hardly stand up, but I still want some more. I can get the holy laughs until I don't hardly have a breath left, but I still want some more. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. God wants to fill people, but he wants to fill them with the right thing. Amen. And then he said, happy or blessed are they which are merciful. Amen. Merciful. Amen. Thank God for mercy. You know, the world's mantra has become, don't get mad, get even. Amen. But I thank God he's merciful. I thank God he's not looking to get even. If he was, none of us would be here today. Not a one of us would be alive. But we serve a God that is merciful. And he told us to have mercy. As a matter of fact, forgiveness was taught so strongly. He said that if I don't forgive, neither will my Father which is in heaven forgive me. If I'm not merciful and have mercy on others, then God's not going to have mercy on me. Did you hear what I said? Anybody needs some mercy today? You better be forgiving. Anybody want to have somebody have mercy on you? You better have mercy on others. You better get off of your throne and get down on your knees, because God did not give you the right to judge and be vengeful. You'll get God as an enemy real fast if you get an unforgiving spirit. And the same God that can bless, somebody said it one time very well. They said, you can't outgive God, but you can't out-squeeze Him either. You get a tight fist with God, He can out-tighten you, buddy. He can make it tighter than you can dream. Amen. So you need to be merciful. You need to be forgiving. You need to be kind. You need to be generous. Amen. Because that's the way God treats us today. You want to be happy? Be merciful. There's nobody I know of that's more bitter and more sad looking than people that have an old unforgiving spirit. They're full of bitterness. Every time they talk, bitterness comes out. Can't say anything good. Can't be happy. Can't rejoice in anything. Just barely getting through life. Hating every moment that they live because they're so full of bitterness and so full of unforgiveness. Amen. You might as well get rid of that garbage and just be happy. Amen. Well, Brother Grissom, you don't know what they did to me. Well, I don't really need to know. Amen. All I can tell you is that if you want to be miserable, hang on to it. If you want to be happy, let go of it. I read years ago how to catch monkeys. I always thought that was interesting. You know how to catch monkeys? The way you catch a monkey is you bury a jar in the sand that, you know, that's got a small mouth on it, just about big enough for him to get his hand into. And put something in there that he wants. And he'll put his hand down in that jar, and he'll get his hand in there, and he'll make a fist when he gets a hold of what he wants, and he won't ever let go of it. And he'll stand there trapped, and you can come and pick him up because he's not going to let go of it. And I have watched people get a hold of unforgiveness and bitterness in their life until they were prisoners. And they could only go around and around that same jar in the sand because they wouldn't let go of what had them bound. Amen. If you want to be happy, let go. It would be exciting for 2010 if you could just let go of some stuff. Just put it under the blood. Just put it behind you. Hallelujah. And see, I don't want to think about that anymore. I don't want to be in bondage to that anymore. I'm all behind. Hallelujah. And this is going to be a brand new beginning for my life. Amen. Blessed are they that are merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Oh, we live in such a defiled, profane world. Filth everywhere you look. Garbage everywhere you look. Amen. You got to be careful what you listen to. Music is full of it. Entertainment's full of it. Magazines and news articles are full of it. Everywhere you look, negativity, profanity. Amen. Every kind of pornography and filth and all of that kind of garbage. But blessed are they that are pure in their hearts. That don't think filth and garbage. Amen. That doesn't see themselves as having to conform to a filthy, vile world. Amen. That can actually speak words of kindness and goodness and gentleness and can actually have a good time. We had a friend one time came to our house and he said, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, I guess. And when he left the house, he said, I didn't know that you could visit this long without a television. I didn't know we could have fun like this without a television. I thought you had to have that here to fall back on or something. We laughed and joked and had great time for about 5 hours, and he left. He was just amazed. Isn't that amazing? That you can still have fun without that invention in your house. That's amazing. Some people never had that experience, but try it. Amen. It's good for you. It actually makes you talk. You get to talk to your children. Know their names. Each one. Amen. Find out what they did today. Amen. And it's amazing what that, it's liberating. Amen. So many people don't have that opportunity. I'm trying to restrain here today. The spirit of the prophet. I could preach a little bit here. Now, let me just say this here. And then I'm going to go on. Okay. I'm going to quit meddling and get back to being happy. But I'm going to tell you what one of the greatest problems is in America today. Is because parents and children do not communicate. And parents do not transfer their values to their children. Because they never talk to them. They're a taxi service. I've got to get them from this ball game, from this team to that team, to that team, to this activity, to that activity. And you're nothing but a taxi driver. And they get all of their values from their peers. And their peers get their values from rock music and from movie stars and from drug-ridden sports stars or whoever else they're looking up to. And that's where all their values are coming from. And they never get to sit around a supper table or a dinner table with no interference and just talk and sit around and play games and have fun. And they don't get any values from their parents. And it's no wonder that they're as confused as a termite in a yo-yo. Because they have no values. Amen. But listen, blessed are the pure in heart. Thank God for people that are still pure in heart. Thank God for people that can still blush. That's becoming a rarity, you know. People that can still get embarrassed because they're pure. And when they get around impurity, they have this reaction. It's becoming more rare by the day. But blessed are they that are pure in heart. Oh, I get so upset sometimes with, you know, even our language. People have taken good words and made them profane. But the pure in heart don't know that. And so they just speak, and then people snicker because they see this other inflection. And the pure in heart think, what did I say wrong? You didn't say anything wrong. You're pure in heart. You don't communicate. You don't understand this world. You don't understand the vile, the filth, the profanity that engulfs the world around you. You have a pure heart. You have a pure mind. Thank God for purity. It does still exist. Oh, it's rare. That's why God loves it so. That's why God values it so much, because it's so rare. But blessed are the pure. Happy, it says. Deliciously happy. Uproariously happy. Hilariously happy are the pure in heart. Amen. And then he said, blessed or happy are the peacemakers. Not the agitators. Not those that want to strive for everything. Not the me first crowd. Amen. The peacemakers. People that are willing to just give in. Not give up righteousness. Not give up purity. Not give up pure doctrine. People that just don't see things worth fighting over just to be right. You know, some people just got to be right. Doesn't matter. Bless your heart. I don't care who it hurts. I'm right. They'll sacrifice peace. They'll sacrifice everything. Friendship. Just to be right. Me. I'm right. Myself. Who's sitting on your throne? I think you reveal it. Amen. Peacemakers. Peace is so valuable. Amen. I have a friend, and he's got a peaceful home. He said, my house is so peaceful, my dog and cat play together. Now that's peace, folks. Go ahead and have a peaceful home. Blessed, happy are people that are peaceful. Amen. Peacemakers. Not stirring up strife. Not stirring up trouble. Amen. But peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Whew. I mean, they're right, and they're being punished for being right. Being punished for doing right. But the Bible said they're happy. Well, if I'm going to be persecuted, I'd a whole lot rather be for doing right than doing wrong. And hear me, you will be persecuted. Seems like I read Jesus said it this way. In this world, you shall have tribulation. Shall have. Everybody say shall have. Now, that's an unwanted promise, but it is a promise. Has anybody had some persecution, tribulation for his name's sake? If you haven't, hang on, you will. He said you shall be hated. Hated. Amen. For my name's sake. If you haven't, hang on, it's going to happen. It's getting here. Amen. I know some of you have. When you're a new convert, when you first come to the Lord, it's evident real quick who your friends are. Some of them are going to shed you real quick when they find out what's happened in your life. And you know why? It's because of his name's sake. Amen. As long as you were like that and like them, everything was all right. But as soon as you changed, amen, they burned some bridges. Amen. But just go ahead and be happy anyhow. Hallelujah. Hey, I've got a new family. Praise God. I've got brothers and sisters that are just like me. Amen. They love this name. Praise God. They even love me. Isn't that amazing? Praise God. Amen. Go ahead and be happy. And he said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. He said, rejoice. Everybody say, rejoice. And be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. So persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So I'm just simply saying, we might as well make up our minds just to go ahead and think ourselves happy. Amen. Praise God. You can think yourself sad or you can think yourself happy. Decision. All it has to do right here, between your ears, is where it happens. The Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's for women also. And children. However you think, that's how you're going to become. If you think you're worthless, then you're going to feel worthless. If you think you're weak, then you're going to act out of weakness. Amen. If you think you're nobody, then you're going to feel like a nobody. Amen. Praise God. However you think, that's how you're going to become. Or you can think yourself happy. Hallelujah. You can get up in the morning and you can sing, woe is me. Everybody hates me. Nobody loves me. Think I'll just eat some worms. Or you can get up singing, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. See, it's up to you how you think about things. Amen. It makes a lot of difference. Amen. Let's get back to the text. Here's Paul. I'm going to set this stage for you here, folks. The Apostle Paul, if you had known him before Christ, B.C., he was not a pleasant person. He did not think happy thoughts. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. You talk about a sourpuss. Paul was sour puss plus. I mean, he was a bitter, ugly, mean-spirited man. If you don't see the way I see it, bless your heart, I'll put you in jail and kill you. Sweet man. But I'm telling you, when Jesus Christ knocked him down on the road to Damascus that day and blinded him with light, and when God filled the Saul of Tarsus with the Holy Ghost, Paul the missionary was born, and God took bitterness and hatred and pride and arrogance out of his heart, and he put in humility and peace and joy and righteousness and the love of God. And when he did that, Paul was forever transformed. Amen. And he became an entirely different person. Hallelujah. My, what a change that was. And Saul of Tarsus became Paul the Apostle. Amen. We find him one time. He gets thrown in jail for preaching the gospel. And what did he do? It said Paul and Silas sang songs at midnight. Joy in the midst of pain. Joy in the midst of imprisonment. And he sang songs and rejoiced in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, he was a prisoner in Philippi, and the theme of the whole book of Philippians is rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Got a prisoner, a jailer on this side and a soldier on this side in a prison cell singing rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know. This is just what theologians have said. Amen. And I don't know how you'd ever substantiate it. But they say that the Apostle Paul, they had to change his guards often because he would convert them. You talk about a captive audience. I mean, this guy's chained to your arm. And in Paul, you don't convert people by being a sourpuss. Huh? But he was so full of joy. Him and he'd say, come on, fellas, let's dance a little here. Whoop! I feel a Holy Ghost spell coming on. And you get that kind of irrepressible joy. And somebody, it doesn't matter who they are, they got to thinking, what has he got that I ain't got? And Paul said, let me tell you what I got. Hallelujah! Amen. That joy. Amen. It's amazing what the joy of the Lord will do. So here's Paul. Finally, he went to Jerusalem, and they vowed that they were going to kill him, as I said. But instead, Paul turned himself in and said, I appeal to Caesar. So they took him to court, and they took him to Caesarea Philippi, and they put him in jail there, and they held him until he could appear before Agrippa, King Agrippa, and make his case there. And here he stands as a prisoner before the king of Israel. And he says to King Agrippa, he says, I think myself happy. I've been in jail for some time now, but I just think myself happy. I'm going to stand right here, King Agrippa, and I'm going to tell you what happened to me. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. Amen. And so Paul begins to give his testimony before the king. Amen. And conviction comes upon the king. Hallelujah. Amen. He feels the Holy Ghost in Apostle Paul's message as Paul begins to tell him that. And finally at the end of it, he said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Amen. Praise God. That's what happens when you think yourself happy. Amen. Hallelujah. How about it, folks? Have you been just depressed, discouraged, down in the dumps? Why don't you just go ahead and decide, I'm going to be happy. I'm just going to be happy. Now, let me tell you how to think happy. I'm going to close here just telling you how to think happy. Amen. Now, this is not positive thinking. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. That's not what it is. Thinking yourself happy is different. Amen. Thinking yourself happy is just thinking about how good God has been to you. It's just that simple. Amen. When you get up in the morning, and you can get up, that's a blessing. Amen. When you can get your feet on the floor, and you can stand up, and you can start walking, Amen. You ought to start thanking God. I'm up. Praise the Lord. That's a good thing. I'm breathing. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And you walk in the kitchen and you open the refrigerator and you got some eggs and bacon. I mean, it's got food in it. Then you can start thanking God. Amen. And when you turn on your stove, gas or electric, you just say, thank God I had money to pay my bill last month. I still got gas or electric. Hallelujah. And you just start thanking the Lord. Amen. You open the curtains and the sun begins to shine in. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the sunshine. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the rain. Amen. You see, you just get thankful. And when you're thankful, you just think yourself happy. Hallelujah. Just think yourself happy. Amen. Praise God. But Brother Grissom, what if I got troubles in my life? Amen. Well, you can still just think yourself happy. Amen. Paul and Silas, I'm telling you, friend, their backs were hurting. They were bleeding. They were scabbed over. Amen. Whenever they bent over, it hurt, started bleeding all over again. But they didn't think about their pain. They got to thinking about the name of Jesus. They got to thinking about the Holy Ghost. They got to thinking about this great salvation. Hallelujah. When they got to thinking about it, they just started singing some songs at midnight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just think about Him. Amen. Think yourself happy. Amen. Let's stand together here today. Praise God. This will work, folks. I said it'll work. Amen. You can think yourself miserable, or you can think yourself happy. Amen. You can think yourself belittled and somebody's done you wrong and the whole world stinks. You can think that way if you like. Or you can just go ahead and make yourself happy. Just go ahead and think yourself happy. How about it today? You're going to set the tone for a whole year, and you might as well start right now. Praise God. I think somebody ought to come down here to this altar today. Amen. And just tell the Lord, I'm going to make some changes in my life. Starting right now. I'm tired of stinking thinking. Amen. I'm tired of being discouraged and down and despondent. Amen. I'm tired of being depressed. Amen. I'm tired of feeling like that. I don't have to feel that way. I don't have to think that way. Because I've been redeemed. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm forgiven. I'm free today. Hallelujah. How about it? Amen. Somebody want to come praise Him? Somebody want to come down here thanking God? Hands lifted, voiced. Amen. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your heart. Lift up your faith. Amen. Telling God, I'm thankful, Jesus. Oh, I'm a thankful person today. Hallelujah. I have troubles, but more than troubles, I have you. In the midst of my difficulties, I have the Lord. Amen. You promised me you'd never leave me, you'd never forsake me, but that you'd be with me always. God, I'm going to set a new tone for my life. Beginning today, I'm going to think differently. I'm going to reject those old depressing things in my life. I'm going to make up my mind to worship Jesus Christ. I'm going to make up my mind to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. That's it. Amen. Look to Him today. The Bible said, casting all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Amen. Got troubles? Turn it over to Jesus. Hallelujah. Got problems in your life? Turn them over to Jesus. God, I can't do anything about these things. But being discouraged is not going to help. Being depressed is not going to help. I'm just going to give it to you. Hallelujah. I'm just going to give it. I can't change yesterday. And I can't do much about tomorrow. So I'm just going to give it to you.
No matter
Hallelujah.
What tomorrow brings.
Hallelujah.
What it has
Hallelujah.
Before.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I will pray.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 For the joy of the Lord,
no matter
is your strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
what
hallelujah.
He has in store,
oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord.
What He has in store.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Just give it to Jesus. Just give it to Jesus today. Go ahead. Let Him have it. Oh, for the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, thank you for the peace. Passes all understanding. Thank you for unspeakable joy.
No matter what,
that is the gift of God.
Brings,
oh, thank you, Lord, for real righteousness. Genuine righteousness. Genuine righteousness.
No matter what tomorrow brings.
Righteousness and purity.
Thanks.
Cleanse my thoughts,
I
Lord.
Give you
amen.
Thanks.
heart, oh Lord. Amen. So that I'll have right motives. And I'll act the right way. Hallelujah. At all times. Oh, in all companies. Help me, God, to be righteous. Let me think right. Let me live right. Let me be right. Renew a right spirit within me, Jesus. Amen. Help me to get my attitude right. Help me to get my attitude right. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Deliver me from pettiness. Deliver me from pettiness. Help me not to be affected, God, by the way others around me may be. Let me go ahead and be right. Go ahead and do right. Let me go ahead and be pure. Let me go ahead and be happy. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Lord. Amen. Praise God. Brother Raymond was talking about Joseph in the prison, Joseph in Potiphar's house. I'm telling you, friend, he had to think himself happy. His circumstances were not good, but he made himself happy just thinking about the promise, just thinking about what God had said. Amen. Thinking about his purpose. Hallelujah. And it brought happiness to him. It made him successful, and God exalted him. Amen. To be the governor of all of Egypt. Praise God's good. Amen. So we might as well, folks, just go ahead and get happy. Make up your mind you're going to be. It'll take a little time to adjust. Those old stinking thoughts, they'll try to come back. But you got to say, uh-uh. I know what that'll get me. Not going down that road anymore. I'm going to walk a new road. Hallelujah. I'm going to live a new life beginning today. Praise God. The Lord bless you. Amen. Turn to your neighbor there and just say, think yourself happy. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name.
No, we're done. We're gonna go see Dusty. We're gonna go find Dusty. Come here.
Bye.